If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and I'm super, super, super excited today because we get to talk about real estate investing. It's a passion of mine. It's a love of mine. It's something that I truly enjoyed over and over and over again for the last many, many years. I started my real estate journey back in college. I was broke. I had no idea what I was doing. Took a lot of licks, took a lot of hits, but you know what? It was a really good experience. And I'm in a position today where I can connect with some awesome influencers, some awesome, awesome, awesome people that can share what's going on in the industry, market trends, and help me develop the snow globe of a crystal ball that I have into truly a crystal ball that I can use, that you can use to really take the strategy to your next level and identify what real estate investing not only means to you, but then also become successful at it. Throughout the show today, you're going to have a lot of questions. And if you were me, I would have a lot of questions too. Get in touch with me. The best way to do that is to go to thinkrealtyradio.com and find out why they say that I have a face for radio. Seriously, totally do it. And also, come check us out in Dallas, which is 4 days away at the National Conference in Dallas. And that is thinkrealty.com/events to register. Make sure that you do that. I'm going to be there. My guest today, Carrie Cook from Ignite Funding, is going to be there. We would love to shake your hands, answer your questions, talk trends, talk strategies, help you find your next deal or even potentially a business partner or that opportunity that you've been longing for, that you've been, oh man, you know, I watch these TV shows late at night and I want to get into the real estate game, but I'm a dentist and I don't have the time, or I'm a 20-year-old veteran in the 20, I have 20 years of experience. I'm a veteran in the business. And you know what? I need passive income. If you're interested in that, Think Realty Dallas is for you, and this show today is for you. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guest, Carrie. Carrie, are you with me?
I am. Thank you.
Awesome. You got it. I like to ask my guests as frequently as I get a chance to, before we start the show, one very important question. And that is, Carrie, are you in a real estate of mind?
Of course I am.
I love the drama. Like, that to me is just awesome. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I am Carrie Cook, and I actually, my real estate career started very, very young, right out of college as well. And I have done it all, from fix and flips to investing in REITs, to investing in trust deeds, to rental properties. So I kind of run the gamut as it pertains to real estate investing. But I have really found my niche, and my niche is how to invest smarter, not harder.
Smarter, not harder. I like that.
Smarter, not harder. So many of us are out there working these 9-to-5 jobs, right? And we are exploring all these alternative ways to impact our daily lives, whether that be, we're going out doing the fix and flips, whether we're going to classes to educate ourselves. But there's something really interesting about all of these classes, and I've been to all of them myself. And at these classes, they teach us about how to find that next great deal. They teach us about finding financial backers and creating a bulletproof budget and hiring the right contractors and finding the right tenants and how to earn a 20% profit. But there's something missing from all of those classes that I found. And that is that they don't teach us how to coordinate and oversee all of this while we maintain our 9-to-5 job, right? Because we have to put a roof over our heads, and we have to insure and feed our families. So it's very interesting to me that through my real estate journey, I actually discovered trust deed investing and started working at Ignite Funding 12 years ago. And found, and as I started investigating a little bit more about trust deeds, that, wow, I can take everything that I learned in those classes and partner with somebody, i.e. a company, that was going to be able to facilitate all of that for me while I could maintain my 9-to-5 job and still make money in real estate. Interesting, right?
Super interesting.
I was interested.
No,
yeah,
that's,
I was interested.
I'm captivated already. I love what you're saying about like harder, working smarter, not working harder. Because like you said, everybody listening, I'm sure, can attest to that, right? We may have jobs, we may own organizations, we may own small companies, startups, and it takes every ounce of energy to run that every single day. But we do need to focus also on diversifying that portfolio. And I think what we're going to talk about today on the show is going to, one, I think blow people's minds, and then two, really entice them to say, hey, what's the next step here? Because I think it's really, really important. I also think it's important when we talk about numbers and we talk about ROI that those listening really understand, one, that there's obviously risk and there are certain disclosures that you need to know. So, Carrie, can you review that for me one more time? I know we did that kind of before the show, and this is certainly important for listeners to hear because we will be talking about numbers, theoretical numbers, potentially actual numbers, and the risk associated with it.
Sure. Any time that you're investing with a mortgage broker, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee of earning interest, and nothing is insured. So prior to investing with Ignite Funding, or anybody for that matter, investors must be provided with applicable disclosure documents. So please make sure that you take the time to understand the risk as well as the reward with any type of investment.
And that's true with anything. I interviewed the chief economist over at Fannie Mae, Doug Duncan, a little while ago, and it was so funny. He said, yeah, I'm the second chief economist at Fannie Mae to have gone skydiving. And I'm like, well, that's a very interesting risk-reward scenario, Doug. And he's like, yeah, it kind of is. I'm like, so that you're like the modern-day Superman for me. Is that the qualification that it takes to be the chief economist at Fannie Mae? He's like, probably. I said, well, great.
Absolutely.
It's so crazy. We're about to go to break in about a minute, but I wanted to kind of have you answer just one really quick question for me. If I'm a new real estate investor and I'm considering doing it, I'm considering kind of getting started, but I'm also sophisticated, which means that I may have invested in the past, not necessarily in real estate. What's that one tip in about 30 seconds? What's that one tip you can offer me as that person?
Again, because I like to invest smarter, I would say to challenge yourself to add to your real estate team with people or companies that possess skill sets you don't have. So take that I out of investing and make it a we game. In the long run and the short run, I think you'll make more. And don't be closed-minded to having to not have to do everything yourself.
Make it a we game. I think, you know, if we did nothing else, if we talked about nothing else except for sports for the rest of the show, I think that would be just an awesome thing to end on. Make it a we game. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you if they have questions about what you do and trust deed investing?
Well, of course, the internet. IgniteFunding.com is a great place to start to learn more about the company and the people behind the company, as well as education about trust deed investing. If you're so inclined, you can also call us at 877-739-9094 and ask to speak with an investment agent.
Awesome. I'm excited after the break to talk a little bit about how you underwrite both the borrower and the deal and also investors and who you let invest and all this stuff. So it's going to be an awesome conversation, Kerry. I'm really looking forward to that. So Think Realty listeners, stick around. We're just kind of getting warmed up here. Talking about trust deed investing with Kerry Cook, president of Ignite Funding. Got questions for her? Go to ignitefunding.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. Believe me, that's seriously a fun time. I love answering questions in the form of video. And yes, that's me on video answering your questions, not my non-existent twin brother. I'll see you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text on air to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. We're back with my guest, Carrie Cook, president of Ignite Funding. Before the break, we're just getting things kicked off, understanding a little bit about what Ignite Funding can do for you, the sophisticated investor who still wants to take advantage of the real estate investment space, but you might be putting in 40, 50, 60 hours a week into your job, into your business, or if you're, you know, an attorney, you're probably working 265 hours in a day. I get it, but it doesn't mean that we should ignore the opportunities at hand with trusted investing. And Carrie Cook is here to answer some of those questions and shed some light on exactly what that means, what Ignite Funding does, and how you can work smarter, not harder, with your investments. Carrie, can you explain a little bit about what you mean by trusted investing?
Trusted investing is, it's a pretty simple concept, and really if I could call it a mortgage, I would, because it made my life a lot easier. But the reality is trusted investing is pairing a borrower with an investor. So a borrower comes to us with a need for financing, whether that be acquisition of land, development of land, construction of a residential property or a commercial property. And it's not because they're not bankable borrowers, because they certainly are, but the bank financing runs out. And when it does, they need to find other places where they can get the financing they need to progress their company or to build out a project. So they come to Ignite Funding, and Ignite Funding does all of the underwriting of that asset itself to determine whether or not we're able to mitigate the risk before we provide that to investors. Investors then choose from the different types of investments that are available through the due diligence and underwriting that we've done. We prepare and provide them with options, and those options are obviously available on our website and something that they can work with the investment representatives here at Ignite Funding to walk through and understand in a little bit more detail.
Gotcha. Generally speaking, when it comes to underwriting projects and underwriting the borrower, because those are two obviously separate worlds, how do you look at that? Are you finding specific opportunities in specific markets? Can you talk to that a little bit? Because I know that can get a little confusing for folks.
Yes. We like to lend in non-judicial states. And these are states, and the reason why I say non-judicial states is because with every type of investment, there are risk. And the risk in this type of investment is that the borrower doesn't make their payments. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, we need to be able to act quickly to take back and protect that asset on behalf of our investors. So we like to work in non-judicial states where we have control of that, not the judicial system, because that system tends to take a little bit longer than we'd like. So non-judicial states are primarily the Western United States. So we primarily focus in states Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, Texas, Washington. Those states are relatively easy for us to be able to lend in, and as well as if we have a scenario where a borrower doesn't make payments, to be able to collect on those properties relatively easily. So those are the states that we're lending in. As far as the criteria that we're lending under, we don't lend 100%. You know, there's a stigma out there about, you know, trustees investing or hard money lenders that, you know, we're lending 100% or greater than 100%. Absolutely not. That is not what we do. We're actually only lending up to about 75% of the then value of the property. So there's always some cushion in there on the acquisition, development, and construction loans that we're offering to our investors.
I like that cushion, right, of the 25% that you've built in there, because it offers a little bit of safeguard on the downside in the event that the market kind of gets a little topsy-turvy. And like you said, there are some lenders out there that will lend a little bit more, but I think that's a dangerous area to play in. And even if you're a single family investor and you're going after one project, if you buy in where your all-in cost is greater generally than 75%, I mean, that's a really dangerous position. What do you think? Am I the only one on a lone island here, or would you agree?
No, you're absolutely correct. Because if you look historically, and I'm not talking about the Great Recession, but if you look historically in regards to real estate and the correction of the real estate market across the United States, the deepest corrections that we've seen in the last 50 years, excuse me, is about 15%. So we account for that. So you not only have to account for that, but you have to account for the cost in taking back the property. That's why the most amount we'll lend is up to 75, because it costs on average about 5% to take back property. And a lot of times we forget about that. But it's not cheap to take property back. But once you have it back, if you're accounting for that 5% and you're accounting for the 15%, and you give yourself a little bit of cushion, there's a high probability you're going to be able to return 100% of the investor's original capital that they invested. And that's what we strive for.
And I think that's the safety that we strive for as well, right? Because worst case scenario, you're getting your principal back. Best case scenario, it's principal plus interest. And that is a very sustainable model. When you talk about projects and when you talk to borrowers, are you also, would you feel comfortable in the new construction space? Or is that something that you're not exploring yet because it's a little too speculative sometimes?
It depends on the location. So the locations in which we're lending, you know, I used states previously, but I'm going to drill down a little bit further. Where we're lending in those states is what's important. The market demographics of those particular communities are what is important. Is there enough supply and demand to support, first of all, going into that community? Well, I don't know. Let me mention a few communities to you. Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Utah, Las Vegas, Nevada, Austin, Texas. You tell me, is there growth going on there? Not only in the people coming in, but the industry coming in. And when we can pair that together with the fourth, fifth, or sixth largest home builder or developer in that particular area, would you want to lend to them?
That's a good point.
The dynamics have to be there. And so that's the first thing that we're looking at is, are those components there? If those components are there, then we'll drill down on the specific property. But we've got to make sure that that macro is there before we micro it.
Gotcha. What are some of those micro elements that you look for? And we have about a minute left before we have to go to break. But I think those are some key elements that I'd also like to discover with you and kind of see what, when you narrow down, what exactly it is from a granular perspective you're looking at.
So let's take residential because that's the easiest for most people to quickly understand and grasp. On the residential front, you're looking at what is the current price point that is in that particular community or area. Is your borrower coming to you with a price point that's 20% higher, 10% lower? If it's 10% lower, are they going to be able to facilitate, complete, and sell those real estate construction loans? Absolutely they will. They're 10% lower. The demand is there. You have to look at those granular pieces of the puzzle to determine multiple things, but that being the most important, will they be able to execute a solid exit strategy when we give them the money? Because ultimately, we need to get paid back. So you're looking at things like that. You're looking at the borrower's track record. Have they done this before? If they have, how long have they done this? Have they done this during a down market? Do they come out of it? How do they come out of it? How do they treat their lenders? You're looking at all those granular pieces of the puzzle to determine whether or not to continue down the path of underwriting that loan.
Interesting. There's a lot more to underwriting too, I'm sure. And this is just kind of covering the surface, but it's a really good start because you have the micro, you have the macro, and gaining a really good understanding of not only the property, but the demographic and also the borrower and their experience level. Have they done this before? Think Realty listeners, we have to go to break. I know it's so much good information for me and for you to start paying attention to and seeing, you know what, is trusted investing good for you? And I probably can tell you in three letters and one word what that answer should be. We're going to be right back. If you have questions for Carrie Cook, go to nightfunding.com. You got questions for me, head on over to Think Realty Carrie'sHouse.com. And I'll tell you one thing better. Why don't you come shake Carrie's hand at the actual event and mine as well? It's going to be a lot of fun. We want to meet you because it's one thing to talk to you over the microphone. It's totally another thing to talk to you in person. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. That's right, I'm back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Carrie Cook, president of Ignite Funding. Now, Carrie and I share something in common. We love education. We love connecting with awesome people about strategies they can use that can better their financial futures. And the both of us, in 4 days, 4 days, right? 4 days from today, we'll be at the Think Realty Dallas event in Dallas, Texas, of course. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. And I'm looking forward to meeting you. I know Carrie's looking forward to meeting you and just sharing some of that information that we've been talking about on the radio in person. And Carrie, help me understand, one, what you love about the events, and two, some of those strategies that you'll be sharing with the folks that come up and talk to you.
Well, first of all, the Think Realty events bring out people who are the doers, and I love that. These are people that want to get involved in real estate, not 100% sure which direction they want to go in, or they're there to further their education. And I give kudos to anybody who is willing to take the time out of their busy schedules to do that. So I love going to the Think Realty events because it provides me the opportunity to talk to people about different ways that they can invest in real estate. And not just with me, but making a well-diversified real estate portfolio for their future. And I love talking to people about that.
I love that. I love that. I think they're totally doers, aren't they? Like, they're there, they are open to understanding what's new, what's not, how they can be better, how they can connect with others, and then learn, right? I love those that will come up and ask questions after, and I'm like, oh, you are going to be a millionaire one day.
Exactly. They are the doers, and those are the events that you want to go to.
I love it. If you haven't purchased your ticket yet, go to thinkrealty.com/events. Scroll down until you see Dallas, Texas. And when you register, punch in the code word Avi. And it's a nice little, you know, pat on the back, letting me know that you're paying attention to me on the radio. That's A-B-H-I. That's the code word, code name, code word. Essentially be super James Bond about it, and you'll get a super, super long way. Before the break, we were talking about underwriting borrowers and the areas and the markets, both from a macro level and a micro level. Carrie and her team at Ignite Funding look at, if you're a borrower, how many deals you've done, what your overall experience is, and kind of where you're headed in the future, because ultimately, they want to build a really good partnership with borrowers, so they keep bringing deal after deal after deal after deal, especially if they're going to be successful. Let's talk about the flip side, Carrie, about how you look at investors and what the right investor looks like for Ignite Funding.
Sure. Well, for investors to work with Ignite Funding, I just kind of want to start with how that process would work. Because many people ask me, well, great, you know, this is great. I love what you're saying. I want some passive income. How do I get started? So what we'll do is we'll have an initial conversation with with an Ignite Funding investment agent. And they're going to provide you as much or as little education as you want about trust deed investing for both the risk and the reward side for this type of investing. The second thing that we're going to talk with you about is, are you suitable? You know, ultimately, not everybody is suitable to invest in real estate. And so in regards to that, the suitability requirements that are set forth by our regulators is that an individual must have a $70,000 household income for two consecutive years or a $250,000 net worth excluding their primary residence. Once we've covered the education and the details of suitability, then it's really time to determine how you want to invest, which is really kind of an exciting component for us because we allow so many different ways for clients to invest. You can invest through a cash account, a joint account if you'd like, a revocable, irrevocable trust, an estate, a self-directed IRA, which hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about, a pension plan, profit sharing plan. You can even, you know, invest through a UGMA account, which is a uniform gifts for minors. We have a lot of clients that invest on behalf of their children in real estate, which I love to see that when they start them so young. But we'll look at that and determine what is the best approach for you to invest in real estate. And then finally, you can start picking the real estate that is right for you. And that's based on, you know, the location. We talked about that briefly. The borrower, the asset type. Maybe you're just headstrong on the fact that you only want to invest in commercial buildings where we're putting a gas station in on the corner. Well, great. Then focus on that. And maybe the duration of time of the investment's important for you as well. So we're really going to hone in with our investors and making sure that we're able to accomplish those four things on our initial conversation with them to really get them started and on the right foot.
Awesome. Do you have a minimum length of time that funds need to be allocated for? Is it like I can invest and I'm in and out in 3 months, or is there a what would you say to that? Is there a restriction on that? Do you have to go at least 6 months?
So our investments range because each investment is unique. So if you wanted to invest in a project specifically in Salt Lake City that was a development project with this specific borrower, you're tied to that asset specifically. You own it. You are on that deed of trust as the beneficiary of that collateral itself. And so each investment has a different investment range. So, for example, if you're investing in a construction loan for residential or commercial lending, it's usually the shortest duration, 6 to 9 months. If it's a development loan, it's typically 9 to 18 months. If it's an acquisition loan, it can be somewhere between 12 and 24 months, which most people don't, you know, they'll ask me, well, why would it take so long if you acquired a property that we'd be holding on to it? Well, because most people don't realize that you have to acquire land 2 to 3 years prior to when you plan on going vertical. And again, those are all things that we can educate you about so you have an understanding of the full cycle of real estate.
For sure. I mean, I've been to ignitefunding.com and I love the resources that you have on there and all of the education behind trust deed investing. So it makes me feel really comfortable, one, knowing that I'm working with somebody that knows what the heck is going on with this potential opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then number two, there's a lot of education behind it. So that's really cool. And as a result of this too, there's so many benefits that investors get, right? Are there any fees that Ignite charges me if I'm an investor considering looking at opportunities with you guys?
One of the best parts about what we do is I don't have to charge investors fees. Think about what I just said. I don't have to charge investors fees. I don't have to charge investors fees. So how am I getting paid, right? That's the one thing everybody asks me. Our borrowers pay us and pay our investors. So when we originate a loan, we are paid an origination fee. That's paid to Ignite Funding. We pass on the interest that the borrower is paying to our investors, and we keep a portion of that to service the loan on the investor's behalf. So investors pay no fees, zero fees to invest with us. They pay zero for our education, nothing. Our borrowers, for both the investor and Ignite Funding, are where all of our revenue comes from.
That's awesome. I mean, and that's something that you just don't see very often either, right? It's zero fees. Yeah.
And the reason you don't is because most real estate transactions similar to the type that we're offering in a trust deed investment is in a fund environment. Mm. And in a fund environment, you have to pay the people that are managing the fund. In a trust deed investment, the borrower's paying all of those costs. So it's a very unique opportunity to tie yourself directly to that real estate and being, you know, your investment being backed by it. Where if you're investing in a fund real estate environment, really your investment is backed by the people behind it. See, in a trust deed investment, it's supported by the collateral. Big, big difference when you're investing in real estate.
Big, big difference for sure. There are so many more benefits here as well that I want to talk about, but we've got to go to break. Think Realty listeners, check out ignitefunding.com. Ask Carrie and her team anything that you want to know about trust deed investing. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. And you know what? Come check us out. We're going to be in Dallas in like 4 days. Go buy your ticket. thinkrealty.com/event, code name Abhi, A-B-H-I, and both myself and Carrie will see you there. Join us in just a second. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. Five Arts delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At Five Arts, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, Five Arts delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to FiveArts.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to FiveArts.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch of Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Kerry Cook, President Big Cheese Head Honcho over at Ignite Funding. We've had a lot of awesome conversation about borrowers, about what Ignite Funding does for its investors, how they analyze macroeconomics, microeconomics, how they really understand what the borrowers are, who they are, what they're doing, and of course the asset they're renovating. And I think it's really cool for potential investors, those of you listening that have businesses that are sophisticated enough You may not have gotten into the real estate game yet, but you're kind of interested. This is something that I feel you should absolutely take a look at. Now, I want to bring Carrie back on because I feel like this is promotion time. I feel the itch. I feel the burn. I feel there's something happening inside her head, inside the Ignite funding engine that they'd like to offer Think Realty listeners specifically. So, Carrie, what is that?
So we do have a special offer for all the Think Realty listeners out there and anybody who attends the Think Realty Dallas conference on February 24th. Anybody who opens an account with Ignite Funding, your first investment, you will actually receive a 1% annualized increase on your investment. So if we're offering investment at 10%, you're getting it for 11. All you have to do is use the code TRRadio on your initial application.
Hey, TRRadio. How fitting.
TR Radio. How fitting, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Stole that from you.
Hey, you know, that's a good thing for sure. And so before the break, too, we were talking about the one big benefit to investors where there are no fees to invest. And I think that's awesome. I think that's super cool because not a whole lot of people are doing that. And that's a heck of a way to gain the attention of a lot of people. Again, no fees. There are other benefits to investors to invest with Ignite Funding. And I think the second one is really cool to me, which is higher yields that just outpace the market. Explain to me a little bit about how that works.
So we are able to offer, because of the type of investing that borrowers are coming to us for, right? They need the money quickly. They need to close on transactions expeditiously. They need money because they can't get it someplace else because maybe their bank lines are exceeded, which is are good things. That's growth things. So when they come to us, do we charge them a little bit more? Well, of course we do, but we also get to pass that on to our investors. So yes, our investors are earning higher yields, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12% annually, which many times is outpacing the market. And depending on whether the market's up or whether the market's down, if you look at the average, where else can you find 10% returns annually?
Yeah, it's tough. You're just not going to.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're
going to
do all the work for you.
Hey,
so,
even better.
Okay. Smarter? Yes. Don't work so hard. Let us do the work for you and earn that 10% return annually.
I love that. I mean, you know, there are folks that will say, well, hey, I'm doing well in equities. Well, you know what? That's awesome. Keep doing well in equities. But you have to look at diversifying your portfolio. And one thing that I love about real estate that you just can't get anywhere else. Sorry, you just won't be able to get it anywhere else unless you are not human and you're just a robot, is control, right? Real estate gives you the element of control, which no other asset class has the ability to do. And it's so awesome. You get the income, the depreciation, the equity, the appreciation, and the leverage from real estate that there's no other asset class in the world that will give you these
things.
Absolutely.
Yep, there's none out there.
And so that leads to number three, which is a collateralized investment. Talk about that for a second.
So there's so many investments out there right now. You know, I hate to compare real estate with stocks, but I'm going to first just a second. You know, if a company's stock goes down and the company goes out of business, what do you have? You have nothing. Real estate does have an up and down cycle. It does, but it's slight and it's minor. And if it goes down, where else does it have to go but back up? You still have that collateralized real estate investment. That dirt isn't going anywhere. And the last time I checked, God's not creating any more. So a collateralized real estate investment in real estate, in my opinion, is the only collateralized real estate investment that will sustain over long, long, long periods of time. It'll outpace me, that's for sure. Although I'm very young, but it's going to outpace me.
Now, I'm with you. I mean, we live in real estate. We go to work in real estate. It's not going anywhere. You know, it's here to stay. You can't get rid of it.
It is.
Right? Diversification. Real estate offers diversification to an already existing portfolio. Let's talk about that.
So many of us haven't diversified our portfolio, right? We're working our 9-to-5 job. We have the 401k plan. We've been putting, you know, the max in, and that's great. But what is that max going into? right? You feel like you're doing everything you possibly can, and then one day the market turns, you know, 1 year before you're getting ready to retire, and your entire 401k plan is in the toilet. Diversifying your portfolio starts now, today. It's not tomorrow. It's not, oh, gosh, I'm getting ready to do something. You have to do it now. And so many of us are already diversified, and we don't even realize it. I love to ask people, do you own your own home? And they say yes. And then I ask them again, are you diversified? And they say, well, not really. You are, because you already started down the path in real estate because you have a home. You have equity in a home. That's diversification. You've already started. So let's expand upon that. And so make sure that you diversify your portfolio and even your real estate portfolio. Just because you have rental properties doesn't mean you shouldn't be investing in trust deeds, because the moment that renter moves out, your trust deed investment income can support that mortgage you have on that house. Diversification is uber important, not just on the macro, but the micro level as well.
Totally agreed. And for me, I love peace of mind, right? Like, I love going to bed at night knowing that I have peace of mind, that I'm diversified, that I'm a happy camper. Should anything happen to the market, you know what? It might take a little bit of a hit, no problem, but I can weather the storm, and that gives me peace of mind. The various investing options that we kind of alluded to earlier, especially with the self-directed IRA, I love this piece, because even if you have a self-directed, imagine if you have a self-directed Roth IRA, holy cow, mind blown. Uh-huh. Everything in that is tax-free for life, listeners. Come on. That's amazing. Talk about that for me for a second.
Well, I would say, I'm being conservative here, probably about 70% of our investors invest through a self-directed IRA. And the number one reason why they do is because we educate them about it. So many people do not realize that that IRA that's sitting out there on that shelf, earning exactly what your savings account at the bank is, which is about 0.1%. All right, think about that for just a second. You have $10,000 sitting in a savings account, and I like to call IRAs savings accounts because that's how most people use them, unfortunately. You're going to, you know, congratulations, you're going to earn 10 cents this year. Whoop-de-doo, 10 cents? What if you could turn that IRA's 10 cents that you make on your $10,000 into $1,000 a year on your $10,000? Would you be interested? Well, now I have the attention of individuals. Why? Because the next thing I tell them is, what if you could do that and all that income that you earn when you retire could be paid out to you tax-free?
Love it.
Yeah. The government gave us a gift. This is the gift. Use it. So we educate clients all the time about, do you have an IRA? We always ask them, do you have an IRA? And they go, well, yeah. Okay, well, what's it earning? I don't know. I haven't looked at that thing in years. Well, let's pull out the statement. And we move that thing over into a custodian that allows alternative investments. And not all custodians do. You can't go to TD Ameritrade and say, I want to invest in real estate. No, 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 folks. You have to invest in their suite of products.
That's
move
right.
Move it out of that. Move it to a self-directed custodian that allows you the freedom to select an alternative investment for you. Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because nowhere else can you get tax-free income. Nowhere else. It doesn't exist.
And I think that's how we have to end the show. Carrie, thank you very, very, very much for coming on. It was awesome speaking with you, learning more about trust deed investing. And for those listeners out there, Carrie, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you and your team?
The best way to get in touch with us is either online at www.ignitefunding.com, or you can always call us if you would like directly at 877-739-9094, or come visit us at the Think Realty Conference in Dallas. February 24th.
If you want tickets, if you want to register, go to thinkrealty.com/events and type in code word Abhi, A-B-H-I. You know, it would just mean the world to me and a good pat on my back knowing that you're listening to me on the radio every single day. If you have questions, you know where to go. I'm also on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. And until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
BizTalk Radio,